as well as adequate first aid training, mental health support and counselling.
Strawberries in Pavlova, it usually means summer and Christmas, but not anymore. A New Zealand strawberry company has fruit on the shelves already, and it's only August. Leonard Powell and Marika Habazi went midwinter strawberry picking.
With severe weather disruption and supply issues limiting our imports from Australia during the winter, several New Zealand strawberry growers are stepping up to fill the gap in the market. Sunrise Berries here in Port Waikato are the first of these suppliers to hit the shelves.
Simon Tallon is the general manager of the Fresh Berry Company, which use Sunrise Farm to grow their fruit. They are one of a number of New Zealand companies starting to push into winter strawberry growing. Simon says the local production has come about as a result of multiple roadblocks overseas.
We're only allowed strawberries in from the US and Australia for quarantine measures, so we haven't had US strawberries very much in the last few years because Australian production has jumped up significantly. But obviously with COVID and with the significant floods and bad weather they've had in Australia this year, we've had very few coming through to New Zealand, which is not a bad thing. New Zealand growing.
New Zealand grown indeed, but how exactly are they growing? Sunrise Farms grow the strawberries in plastic tunnels, which hold heat and simulate warmer overseas conditions. Simon says it's a combination of the strawberry variety as well as creative infrastructure.
Yeah, I guess some of that's the plants, the genetics, but a lot to do with the plastic tunnels, where we're trying to get a little bit more heat into the plants. We're also up on tables here, so we're tabletop growing.
Simon tells me that the tunnels allow an extra 5 degrees of heat from the sun.
As you can probably see, we don't have the doors down at the moment, but we've got the ability to fully enclose them, which gets the heat in and gets that early growth. What you'll see at the moment is netting there, and that's just to try and stop the birds, which is another problem at this time of year because there's not that much feed for them. So they're quite happy to have a nice tasting strawberry.
The winter growing has been happening for a while in New Zealand, but it's the supply issues that have pushed the local stock to the front of the shelves this winter.
We're still trying to find the perfect plant, the perfect bit of fruit, but for sure, there's a few of us out here now trying to grow winter production strawberries for the consumers of New Zealand.
Like a lot of local industries, Simon says the shortage of labour has created issues, but he's hopeful the number of pickers will soon pick up.
We're expecting it to be pretty challenging this coming year, and then hopefully, obviously with the borders opening up and people starting to travel again and maybe backpackers starting to come through, because backpackers have been quite an important part of the primary production industry, particularly in picking strawberries.
So next time you're at the fruit and veggie shop, have a look where your strawberries have come from. Chances are they're New Zealand grown.
And if you were listening to the